This is a Radio Ink coronavirus update. Here's your host, Radio Ink editor Ed Ryan.
And our guest today is Kristen Okeson from Connoisseur Media in Connecticut. And first, Kristen, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Ed.
So, Kristen, give us kind of a sense of how things are going in your neck of the woods there in Connecticut.
Well, we have five radio stations, and we happen to be in an area of Connecticut where there is a big impact, a big presence, I should say, in our community. So we're feeling it. Connecticut is a small state, but, you know, for example, we currently have 26 confirmed cases, and about 23 of those are in our direct broadcast area. And just before I got off the phone with you, I heard unofficially that there were 20 people tested positive just in the city of, which is not a, in a town, I should say, of Westport, Connecticut. So alone, that means almost 50 cases in Connecticut. So we're feeling it.
So how are the radio stations covering what's going on there? What's the plan that you have put in place to stay on top of this? It's changing almost like every minute.
It certainly is. And this team really prides itself on being there for our community when things like this, though we've never seen anything exactly like this before, but in times of uncertainty, regardless of whether we're operating a music station or a news talk station, we want to be there for our listeners. So to answer your question, it's different by station. So, for example, on WPLR, which is a big rock station, for example, you know, this morning Chaz and AJ just took calls from people wanting to share their thoughts on what's going on. I think the comfort of hearing local people talk about things is reassuring. And on our AM station, WICC, we're airing any important press conferences and telling listeners on our FM stations to turn there for information. Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut today shut the city down. So, you know, as soon as that happened, we put the mayor on to go through what that means for our listeners. You know, our content breaks, you know, right now we're on our music stations, we're trying to have some sense of normalcy while delivering important information. So our content breaks are about things that are relevant to what's going on. But we've suspended most of our bits and features and giveaways. We partnered with the CBS affiliate WFSB in Hartford, New Haven, who's creating hourly updates for all of our stations that were running at the top of the hour. And of course, we took the NAB PSAs, we voiced them with our talent, which were, you know, great and very helpful. And little things like converting all of our Twitter feeds to news and information. We're not doing concert giveaways. We're not doing bits. Our social media reflects what's going on in the community. And I think the one other thing we did was we teamed up with that same TV station, WFSB, and created a special web page with updates on what's going on, which is also front and center on all of our websites. So, and I think, you know, we're trying to prepare for what could come. So we're in the process of making sure that everyone is trained on how to do everything. So at this point, we have about 20 essential employees reporting to work currently.
Got it. Well, you guys are doing a lot. That's great. Unfortunately, at a time like this, which we didn't have, radio really does shine, and you guys are doing it in Connecticut for sure. What are you hearing from the advertisers?
You know, the reality is certainly we have our fair share of cancellations, and part of that is because they don't really know how to proceed. So I think that clients are coming to us for help on what to do next. And for those that need to cancel, we have to respect that. You know, we work with them to talk them through the different scenarios and messaging that might be applicable. But, you know, we're hearing, I mean, today the governor announced that all gyms and bars and restaurants, dine-in that is, need to close as of 8 o'clock. So certainly, if we've got a gym on the air, we take that cancellation, and that's, you know, we're going to work through it in the coming weeks and months. But for the most part, I think we're working with our sales department to be proactive, to reach out, although sometimes it is difficult, but to discuss the copy that they're running and give them some tips and some ideas. And on Friday, we launched a campaign to encourage ordering from restaurants to go, buying cars remotely, buying a gift certificate that can be used down the road. We're trying to use the power of our stations to encourage our community to remember our local business owners. This is where my priority right is right now. I mean, it's certainly important to make sure that we're serving the community in terms of our broadcast, but supporting our local businesses and our long-term partners right now is of paramount importance to me.
When listeners call in to the different talk shows that you have, Kristen, are they, do you sense that they're in a panic mode, or they're just looking for more information, or they're worried they're going to get sick? What are the listeners telling your hosts?
I think it's a mixed bag, which has created some frustration for officials in our state. I think there are people that don't understand it. The governor shut all schools down. There had been some schools that had shut down, but yesterday he announced that as of today, the state is shut down through the 31st. So I think there are people that completely understand the importance of staying home and not socializing. And then there are others that just don't get it. But like I said, you know, in a town like Westport, Connecticut, where you have 20 people test positive, you know, that area of the state is a little bit more, focused on remaining home and working remotely and not going out to eat and those kinds of things. So I think, for example, in Hartford, where there's maybe two or three cases, they're maybe not, I'm just making a broad statement, but maybe not taking it as seriously as some others.
When you talk to other managers or even other radio friends that you have in your market or outside your market, what are you hearing from them? Are they feeling like this is going to be a huge hit for the industry, or something that we'll recover from after it ends, which we don't have any idea when it will end? So what is the vibe that you get from your friends in the radio industry?
I don't think any of us really know. Radio is resilient, and I and my colleagues, most of us, if we're in radio, we try to be glass half full. And I think that this is just will be another reminder for our communities of the importance of radio and delivering the information that we do. I mean, sure, you can turn on CNN and get information, but there's nothing like the importance of local info delivered by a familiar voice. But the truth is, this probably isn't going away quickly. I mean, it's fairly traumatic, especially in the beginning, and we haven't yet settled into any sense of normalcy. So I think people don't really know what yet is normal. And we're not yet at the stage of who can benefit from advertising now. I mean, sure, we go through with our sales staff and share best practices amongst us in terms of, industries that might be a good place to prospect, but it's tough right now. We will get through this, but, right now, our focus, and I know the focus of my colleagues, is to support the sales team and coach them through these tough conversations and reassure them that we're here, albeit remotely, to help them. I mean, ultimately, we have to return to business and life as normal, right? We can't have restaurants closed for 3 months. I don't think so. The likelihood is that this virus will probably continue and we will continue to adapt. But I don't know. That's just what I feel. I just think right now it's critical to support our partners, and whether that's an automotive dealer or it's a nonprofit organization that just had their event canceled causing funding issues, there's a lot we can do to support our communities and make sure that we're there to be their partner. But I mean, look, there's no doubt people connected to, the retail, entertainment, tourism, there's an immediate impact, which does trickle down to us. But this is unprecedented territory we're in, as cliche as that might sound.
Kristen Okeson from Connoisseur Media in Connecticut. Kristen, thanks so much for your time, and good luck out there.
To you as well. Thank you.